UTA Radio.
UTA Radio.
Radio UTA.
UTA Radio.
Idaat UTA.com.
Welcome to the program. Led Zeppelin holds a particular fascination with a number of people in the United States and around the world. It's been many decades since they last put out an album, since that band last went on tour, and yet they remain just as popular as ever. And one reason for that is a tour that has been going on across the nation for several years, featuring an orchestra and a rock singer himself. And we're joined by that singer today. That's Randy Jackson of the band Zebra. And Randy, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
How long have you been doing this, singing Led Zeppelin songs with an orchestra?
It's been since 1996, so that's 22 years.
And how did that get started?
Well, the guy who came up with the idea for the show, his name is Brent Havens. He's the conductor and the arranger, and he lives down in Virginia Beach. And he got together with a friend of his, Rob, named Rob, from the Virginia Symphony, and they came up with the idea of doing classic rock with a symphony. But instead of doing like a variety show, they wanted to just do one band. And so they figured they would start with Led Zeppelin. And so they did the show down there. They got a local singer to sing the show. And the show went fine, but they wanted to find somebody else to sing. And one of the people that they were working with down there knew my agent. And they contacted me to see if I'd be interested. And I went down there and I did a couple of shows with them, and I've been doing them ever since.
And that's not too much of a stretch. I've seen your band. The last time I saw you guys was in 1994 when you swung through Dallas. And in your set, and I assume you continue to do so, you do some Led Zeppelin songs, correct?
Yeah. I mean, Zebra started out doing just a whole lot of different cover material. When we first came out in 1975, we were playing Robin Trower, The Stones, Aerosmith, Beatles, Stone. It was ridiculous. When I think about all the stuff we used to do, it boggles my mind. But people, as we went along the first couple of years, they just wanted to hear more and more Zeppelin. They just liked the way we did Zeppelin, so we kept adding Zeppelin to the set. And so, yeah, it's... I was very familiar with the music, and I'm a big Led Zeppelin fan, a big influence on me, so it's very comfortable getting up there and doing it, you know.
You mentioned being a big influence on you, so can you remember being a young Randy Jackson and hearing Zeppelin for the first time? To describe how you felt?
The first time I heard Zeppelin, I had bought a record. I didn't even hear it on the radio. I had gone to a little convenience store in New Orleans, where I grew up, and there were two albums that I saw that I just liked the artwork on the covers, and one of them was Led Zeppelin II, and the other one was Born on the Bayou, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and I brought them both home, and they were both great records, but the Led Zeppelin record just had me fascinated, and it just kind of never left the turntable, you know, and I, up until that point, I had been listening to a lot of Allman Brothers and Grand Funk, some Clapton, Cream, you know, in that era. And so here was this whole brand new thing, and it just sucked me right in, you know. So I just learned as much as I could off that record. And yeah, I do remember, you know, it was at my house and listening to the record, you know, just bought it by chance.
Now that you're doing and have been doing this tour with the orchestra, what do you think is so enduring about that band that people are still willing to consume it in whatever form it comes to them?
Well, it's, you know, I think it's the music. You know, they created some great songs, and then they took songs, you know, that other people wrote and made them their own. They had a style that because all four of them were just stellar musicians, you could almost listen to them do anything and enjoy it. You know, it wasn't like, oh, I got to listen to this. It was really, they're amazing band. You know, they just, their sound alone was good enough to make a poor song good. And the fact that they had great songs just makes it all the better. So, you know, when you put all that together, yeah, it's going to last. And, you know, great music lasts over generations. And that's why they're so strong. You know, young kids love love Led Zeppelin. It's just about the music, you know. And back then when I got into them, you know, it doesn't surprise me now that people still love it, you know. I kind of knew at that time, how could they not, you know, especially after they had put out like the fourth and the fifth album. You know, it was kind of pretty much game over, you know. And if you look back at the 40s and the 30s, music had really changed, you know. It's pretty bizarre to think that in 1970, you know, only 20 years had gone by since 1950.
Right.
You know, and then you look now, 20 years ago was 1998. You go like, it's a big difference in the changes. You
Isn't
know?
That crazy? It just blows your mind as the time keeps moving forward. Give us an idea of some of the songs that we can expect to hear you sing along with the orchestra.
Yeah, we do, of course, Stairway to Heaven. We do Kashmir. We do songs that, you know, that Zeppelin had orchestration on, like Kashmir. But we do a lot of songs that had no orchestration. So we do Black Dog and Whole Lot of Love. And that's very interesting with the whole orchestra doing the riffs and stuff. It's really powerful.
Are there any songs that maybe don't lend themselves to being orchestrated?
I can't think of any, you know. There may be some things off the third Zeppelin record that, you know, that maybe the last track where it's just like a lot of echo and screaming when there's no chord changes, but when you listen, when you come down to it, you know, 99% of Zeppelin songs were musical. They had musical, the great melodies with them, and that just lends itself towards great orchestration. So
I wonder if you have happened to hear from Mr. Plant or Jimmy Page or anyone regarding this this form of music that you're putting out there. Have you gotten a blessing from them, or...
We needed a blessing because in order to advertise and use our versions of the song to advertise the shows, we had to get permission from the writers. And so we sent the CD we had made to Jimmy Page, and he approved it, you know. So he listened to it and said it sounded good to him, and he didn't have a problem with it, you know.
That's great.
It's kind of odd how the publishing thing works. I mean, you can make a CD without permission and sell it of their material, but if you try to advertise a show using that same music, you need to get permission. So kind of odd, but that's the way it is.
And you could play it live too without permission, right?
Yeah. You can play it live as long as you don't aren't trying to do like a full-blown We're Led Zeppelin kind of thing, you know, dressing up like them, doing the bow. You know, the only legal thing that you might get into is called the grand rights thing, and that's where Beatlemania got in trouble on Broadway, because they were doing the Beatles as a live performance of the Beatles, you know, whereas this is strictly just focusing on the music, and we're not, you know, with all the theatrics and stuff like that. This is more about the orchestra blending with the music of Led Zeppelin than anything else.
The preceding program is a production of UTARadio.com and the Department of Communication. Thank you for listening.